This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here on Thursday afternoon. Bradley and his family are traveling home. They've been in several states now, I think Indiana and Kentucky, and so they are on their way home. He asked me if I'd fill in today. So if you were tuned in listening for his velvety voice, as it were, on the radio, sorry, you got me. That's right, you got the face that's made for radio. And if you want to see that, you want to join us on the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and scroll right down the right. You'll find us there. You can also catch that live video feed on my Twitter account at FPPTim. Our Facebook page at Bradley Dean SOL. My Periscope account is also streaming at Setting Brush Fires. Our YouTube channel is B. Dean Sons of Liberty. BeforeIt'sNews.com, we're right there on the front page. And then also on DLive.TV at The Sons of Liberty. You can also catch us on Spreely, Gab, MeWe, Minds, USA.life at Sons of Liberty or Sons of Liberty Media. And you can also check us out at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com as well. If you have a comment or question, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Always love to hear from people who listen. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic, and the topic that we're going to talk about today is, should the World Health Organization be held accountable for misinforming the public? Should the World Health Organization be held accountable for misinforming the public? And what do I mean by that? Well, it seems to me that what they're calling COVID-19 is nothing any different than part of the human genome. They have never separated this out. Now, I had the show in the morning earlier this week on that, in dealing with that. And we're going to do it again today, except I'm going to bring on with me, contributor to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and she's a registered nurse here in the States, Suzanne Hamner, and she's online, and I just want to say welcome, Suzanne. You there?
I'm here.
All right. Okay, so we're online here. Now, one of the things that I asked you, and I asked you on very short notice, and I do apologize for that, but I think this is important, because you are much more qualified to speak to this than I am. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. I didn't spend the night at a Holiday Inn Express last night either. But you have all the credentials of a registered nurse, so you understand how these things are laid out. You're like Nurse Kate that we have on Saturdays. And you have some understanding of this. And you wrote an article. We're going to cover hopefully two of your articles. But you wrote an article called, "We Are the Virus, COVID-19 Genetic Material is Identical to Human Genome 8. And can you tell us a little bit about what you discovered when you wrote this so that people kind of get a flavor for that, and then we'll kind of get into it a little bit more as to how that's applying when we're starting to see the push, even up in Virginia, for things such as mandatory vaccines. You want to tell people a little bit about what you wrote there?
Okay, sure. I stay on the computer all the time, and I'm looking at all sorts of different media, and I ended up just coming across this Yum Natural Emporium, and they had something about the human genome, and this what they're found in COVID-19 is the same. So I watched it, and I said, "Oh wow, that's incredible!" And then it was backed up not only from the NIH library that houses all sorts of scientific material and studies and any kind of interesting findings as far as medical science goes. It was also on the WHO website, and it was just incredible. And it just kind of blew me away. And the only other thing that I could compare it to was human papillomavirus, which is why that ended up being included in the article as well, because none of these things have ever been separated out. They have never isolated that or this COVID-19 using the appropriate postulates, either Koch's postulates or Rivers' postulates. What they're saying is, okay, we're getting genetic material. Well, genetic material from what? And we're finding out the genetic material is coming from us. It's not from anything else. It's coming from us, or part of it is.
Okay. All right. Let's make sure that everybody understands that, because it seems very simple to me. We're genetic beings. So we have DNA. Mm-hmm. We have all of this stuff within us because of our Creator. I mean, the reason that scientists are so amazed at how the human body works, even down to the DNA within us, is because we have a Creator. We have as the old argument now is the intelligent design. It is we have a superior being, God. That's who we refer to, Yeshua, Jesus, who has made us as we are, and he has done this. Now, these guys who have pulled out COVID-19, they're just pulling out a piece of DNA. I mean, is that not really what we're talking about? They're just pulling out, when you say genetic material, are they not just saying, they're just pulling out parts of the human being, and they're saying, oh, we're not going to separate all of the different parts out. We're going to just call this one piece of tissue that we pull out COVID-19, and that happens to contain this particular human genome. Would that be right in saying that?
You're correct in saying that, and let me explain how that works. All right, when you go to take a swab of any part of any membrane of a human, you're going to what I call slough off. That means to pull off some of those cells that line that mucous membrane. If it's in the mouth, you're going to get the squamous cells, and same thing in the nose. So you've got all that mixed in with whatever else is up in there. So in order to determine whether it's something new, whether it's something from the person, then you have to try to isolate out what is different. And
okay.
Unfortunately,
all right, hang on.
Suzanne,
hang. Okay, they're not doing that. Suzanne, hang on through the break here. Folks, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll see you on the other side.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and on the line I've got with me Suzanne Hamner. She's a contributor to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and also a registered nurse. And we're talking about one of her articles that she wrote here in the past week, and that's about the fact that this COVID-19 that we're all being told is a virus is actually nothing more than genetic material. It's just labeled COVID-19. It's not been put through the proper procedures, the proper tests. The whole idea that we're being told by lying politicians and the media that this is somehow some virus. It's an invisible enemy that's after us. Came from China. Now, China's the enemy for that. Not that their government shouldn't be for certain reasons. The people are... Look, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think the people of most countries don't care about the politics of whatever their leaders are concerned with. Who they're wanting to get and this, that, and the other. They just want to be left alone like Americans do. Just live their lives and leave me alone. But that's where everything's being pushed. And the fact of the matter is, people, you've been propagandized by this administration, by Congress members, by senators, by the media, by health officials, and all of this other stuff. You've been propagandized for that. And the fact of the matter is, nobody's even gone through the I don't even know what we would call this, Joni. They haven't even gone through the steps to separate out the issue of COVID-19. Because you're saying that what's going on is they pulled out some genetic material, and this is the same thing that Dr. Andrew Kaufman has said, the same thing that Kate Shimrani said, the same thing that Dr. Adil, that we had him on, said, and others have said, is that they haven't gone through the means of determining whether it's a virus, a parasite, or whatever the case may be. They just pulled out some genetic material and said, this is COVID-19, so why should we trust them, Joni?
We shouldn't. The WHO has been lying for years. I mean, going all the way back to when I was a student in nursing school, the WHO's been lying that long, the CDC's been lying that long, the government's been lying that long. And when you're in that culture of the medical field and you're, well, this is taught to you a certain way. This is accepted. This is, you kind of grow into that and you're really brainwashed to that. So you don't look at anything any different. It's only after that you get out and you do years of practice that you start questioning a lot of things. And then you realize, gosh, we've all been had. So you have to kind of get over, okay, I've been had, but what I do about it now. And what you do about it is you spread the information. And I can tell you for a fact, and I have it on good authority, and this comes from a source that I cannot name, and they work for the government agency, they will tell you the vaccine program is a farce. It's a farce. Bottom line.
Well, of course it is. I mean, a vaccine has never been proven to prevent anything. I know people are taught that. I was taught that in school, the public indoctrination centers we call public schools. I was taught that too. But the fact of the matter is, nobody's ever proven that it prevents a disease. And what I mean by that is, look, nobody's ever said, okay, we've created a vaccine for this. We're going to vaccinate you for it. And because you don't get this disease, well, then that must mean the vaccine works. Well, that's not even logical. What would happen if you weren't going to get it anyway? And the fact that you made mention that we've been had, Joni, let me show some people in the viewing audience. You guys at GCN, you won't see this, but you can check it out at sonsoflibertymedia.com later on today. It'll be in the archives. This is Wuhan, China, because people, you know, the president is saying, this is a Chinese virus, and his followers just bow down and say, yes, it is, almighty president, almighty divine President Trump, it is this. We agree with you, it is a Chinese virus. This is Wuhan, China. Do you see this, people? Can you even count how many people are gathered around this pool? Let's make it a little more interesting. Let's scroll down. This is from the BBC. This is inside the pool. This looks like something out of the latest Big Shark movie. I forget what it was called. With the giant shark that was 80... something feet, and it was a play out. It was sort of a ruse off of the original Jaws. These people are crammed packed together in this pool on their floats in the water. This is Wuhan, China, people. And America is still playing the mass game with these people. You know, you can hear the game show music being played. Who's going to wear the mask today? Who's going to be the fool today? Who's going to play the fool today? And yet, America, what's happening? We're playing the fool. Joni, something that you got in here is you wrote that basically the WHO, or the World Health Organization, or as I like to playfully play around with, is who is on first, is calling a virus is actually a human genetic sequence, according to the lady that you have here in the video. It's about a 20-minute video, folks. If you want to watch the video, I'll have the link up in the archive of the show later on today at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it's verified by not only the WHO, but also by the NIH website. It's on there, and we know how trustworthy they are because, you know, Suzanne, one of the things that you did was you took and you pulled a scientific report on, I believe it was 5G and coronavirus, and that had been put out.
They removed it off that NIH website.
Yeah, and so you had done it. I think even the guys over at InfoWars, for what that's worth, had already reported on it. But it wasn't until that report that people started reporting on it, such as yourself and InfoWars, that they pulled it off the thing, and all of a sudden they said, oh, this was corrupt and this, that, and the other. It was not really peer-reviewed, and this is the numbers were kind of, okay, then why did you put it on the website? Why did you do that, guys? Because this is a part of the federal government, folks. This is the part of the manipulation that's going on. This is the part of the fascism that we talk about. And so you said, this has been put out there. So you asked the question, why is a vaccine needed? It isn't. But the narrative has been set by Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and others who stand to profit a great deal from the peddling of a poisonous vaccine containing the potential to alter human DNA. That's a pretty strong charge. What do you got to back that up there, Joni?
I can tell you exactly what I have to back that up with. It's because they hold the patent to it. The CDC holds the patent to the coronavirus. You can look it up in the patent office. they hold the patent to it. Bill Gates is sitting out there pushing the vaccine. Fauci sits on, his wife, I know, sits on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Fauci and Bill Gates are big friends. And Bill Gates stands to make a lot of money off of this, even said so himself. Now, here's the thing about it. Anytime you're dealing with mRNA, which is what this vaccine is based upon, that technology, messenger RNA is what sends the message and tells things what to write, what to build, the building blocks that, you know, you might want to call it DNA. It sends that message and says, okay, we need this to go here, this to go there. Okay, that makes up a sequence. Let's work on the next one. And it does have the potential to alter human DNA. Now, anytime they alter an organism, it goes to genetically modified organisms. Same thing with food. They can hold a patent on anything new. You can't hold a patent on nature. That's, you know, but they've done it. They have done it because they're calling this the coronavirus. So they've already put a patent on it, but what they put a patent on is this genome, is this human genome. Oh, okay. This is what they put it on.
Okay, let me interject here and just ask a question. Okay, so if they can't patent something that is in nature, mm-hmm. and the human genome is part of nature, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
How are they
mm-hmm.
able to do that? How are they able to get around that?
It's called unlawfulness. It's called unlawfulness.
Okay.
Lawlessness, what it's called.
Yep. Okay, and, there, and then they're pushing...
If they genetically modify it, they can.
I see. Okay. All right, so
you get to where I'm going with that?
Yep. No, I get it. So when you have that kind of thing going on, now mm-hmm. they're forgive me if I'm bringing something in that probably some people will say, what does this have to do with this? Okay, let me lay this out and then I'll ask your opinion on this, Joni. When groups like Monsanto come in and they develop the soybeans, genetically modified soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this cross-pollination where this pollination grows, it goes across the farms of soybeans that they have onto the farms of other farmers who are growing soybeans. And the farmers are buying their own soybeans, they're planting them, the pollination happens, it's cross-pollination, and so they have this GMO thing. Is this not the same thing in the fact that they're claiming they own what's on that farmer's property for the pollination? Hold that thought. Help me hold that thought. And then give me an answer on the other side. Folks, check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be back on the other side.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All I ask is that these cities that are having difficulty, if they call us, if they request that we send the National Guard, they will be there instantaneously.
President Trump delivering that message while speaking at FEMA headquarters. And as far as President Trump sending the National Guard to Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth
Since Wednesday, the entire atmosphere of Kenosha has changed dramatically as far as the people. The crowds last night were small. It was a few hundred people, and they walked peacefully through Kenosha. They did exactly what they wanted to do as far as the protest to make people know their concerns.
Hurricane Laura is now a tropical storm. At least five people in Texas and Louisiana have died from the storm. This is USA Radio News. Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey says he quickly released a video of an officer-involved shooting to try to stop violence from spreading. He says peaceful protesters have good intentions, but others do not. Police in Minneapolis spotted a homicide suspect last night near a mall. The man was confronted by videos and shot himself. Releasing the video did not help as rioting and looting took place at businesses such as Walgreens, Target, and numerous liquor stores and a Ruth Chris steakhouse. The weekly jobless numbers are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Economic reports released this morning, one of them showing the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits did drop by 98,000 last week to 1 million. But economist Joel Naroff says there are still jobs being lost.
The next employment report will be released on September 4th, and given the high number of job losses, it could be a lot less than hoped for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and on the line I've got with me Suzanne Hamner, and she is a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you wonder why I switched between Suzanne and Joni's, because, well, that's her real name. we're using a pen name for her,
and
we've done that for years. And you know, you've been one of the contributors who came to me who've been consistent, my first consistent contributor, over many years, and you've done that with no pay. You've done that just because you want to get your voice out, and we welcome that from anybody. Look, if you're a writer and you've got a story, you want to put it out, we'd love to have you, just like we do, Suzanne, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we can put you out at other places too. But this is very important. Now, before the break, I asked you a question. I was leading into the Monsanto thing. And
right.
The deal where they go in and they have this cross-pollination, and then all of a sudden these farmers that were going and collecting things, you know, the seeds and stuff like that, they would reseed their land with the seeds they had bought from the produce that they had. They would reseed the lands. Well, Monsanto come in, and they would have their little minions go into these farmers where they're recollecting all the seeds and they're going to replant them for the next harvest, and they're finding, oh, well, you're cross-pollinated with our GMO-created soybean, and so therefore you're in a violation of a patent, and you were making mention of patent. This is where I was going, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something of what kind of we're seeing here that this is going into? Because we've got Lynn, who's a contributor also to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and she asked, and you saw the question, is there a connection to Elon Musk's upcoming announcement for brain-altering DNA? The reason that I think all of this stuff is kind of connected, at least in the same think pattern of these patents. If they can get us, if they can get people themselves patented, does that not mean they own people? I mean, according to their logic?
That would be correct. That would be correct, yes. If you patent it and you patented this, you're a new organism, you're no longer the original from the creator God who created you, you're now something new, which is getting into transhumanism. if you kind of know, you know I know about transhumanism. And, yes, it goes along with the brain-altering DNA. Now, to answer the question about Monsanto, what they do is they go in and they tell the farmers, well, this is the problem you have to, and they really have them rip everything up that they've planted so they get no seeds for the next year. So then they have to buy the GMO seeds of Monsanto. See how that works?
No, I've reported on some of that before, and many of these farmers, they're really threatening them to put them completely out of business because they're saying,
exactly,
well, you stole our stuff. When the fact of the matter is, it would look to me, Joni, like, and I don't want to get off into the farmer issue, but it would look to me like the farmers have a right to sue them for trespassing on their property. If they didn't plant their seeds and there's cross-pollination of their GMO and they're trying to push that, couldn't you say this company, Monsanto, was trespassing on the farmer's property in order to take over their property and to take over the things that they're producing?
Yes, you could say that, and that's exactly what's happening. The problem is Monsanto's bought off so many folks, they're not siding with the farmer. Well, that's
okay.
Exactly what happened.
So what do you see happening with this? Because here we have this genetic material they're calling COVID-19, which is part of the human genome, which is part of what the creators created. Now they're patenting it. And again, I don't know how they're doing any of this. It's very odd to me. But
it's lawless. It's unlawful. But they did.
Yeah,
it's unlawful, though.
Okay. All right. So in this, you've got this video here from this lady, Ms. Ballmer, that you brought this out in. And one of the things that you talked about was the Gardasil vaccine and its effects. Now, how does that tie in with what you wrote about this human genome and COVID-19?
Okay, because what they were calling human papillomavirus, they found that there was a genome that was the same to rhesus in humans that was the same as the rhesus monkey papillomavirus. You know, we have a very similar genome. Remember, the genetic material difference between certain species of apes and humans is only 3%. But you can't call an ape a man and you can't call a man an ape. That 3% makes a big different. But what they're doing. They're saying, well, this is human papillomavirus, but it's absolutely rhesus monkey papillomavirus is what it is.
Okay. All right. It's kind of funny. It makes absolute sense.
In monkeys. They grow this in monkeys.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny you say that about the other. I think of something I often present to those who believe in evolution, and that is, you know, if I walk into a university classroom and I say, I have this princess here and I have this frog, and if she kisses this frog, it will turn into a prince. Everybody will laugh me out of the room. But if I say, wait, if the prince kisses the frog, in millions of years it will turn into a prince, all of a sudden that fits their narrative. And they're still going to laugh me out of the room because of the absurdity, but that is laying down the same thing of what they're having. This is the same thing that's going on here. They're taking one thing and saying it's something else, and then they're patenting it in order to push an agenda. Now, what is the agenda that they're trying to push?
Their agenda, and here's the thing about it, it's a mandatory vaccine. In other words, they want you injected, and there is multiple reasons they want you injected. Number one, this thing is unsafe. It is terribly unsafe. The studies that they've already done in two of the study groups, they have had serious side effects. And we're talking about enough to send people to the hospital. And the percentage is so high, they need to even stop the human trial tests. It would be enough in any other place, any other universe, to stop everything. But that's not what they're doing. They're plowing right on ahead. Plus, just like the poisonous material contained in Gardasil vaccines, the amorphous aluminum hydroxyphosphate sulfate, that there's going to be stuff like that in this vaccine. And it's poisonous. It is absolute poison. You're absolutely projecting poison. Now, the reason the I mentioned Gardasil is because what a lot of boys have been given Gardasil and a lot of girls have been given Gardasil, they've had terrible, terrible side effects. Some boys have been made impotent because of it. We're talking about young boys, not men, boys. It increases their risk of terminal illnesses like cancer, and that's just from Gardasil. And that they can get a terrible overreactive immune response. And Gardasil was put on the market very fast as well. So that's the parallel here. That's the parallel. So you've got one that was fast-tracked and this one now that's being fast-tracked.
Okay, all right. Now, let me ask a very serious question. I mean this in all seriousness. When they're starting to talk about mandatory vaccines for people over something where they've manipulated the public on something that isn't true, they haven't gone through the actual scientific study, research, separation, all of this, to claim that COVID-19 even exists, as we had Dr. Kevin Corbett on the other week in the morning show, and people can check that out on our YouTube channel as well, where he's calling on Boris Johnson in the UK, he's calling on the NHS over there, they're going to be he's going to be with Kate Shimarani, Dr. Avil, and also Dr. Kaufman, as well as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and some other, this Saturday, we're going to be covering that. Guys, you don't want to miss that, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. We're going to be starting that on our YouTube channel, Facebook, and all these others that we're doing. And then we're going to do the radio show at 8. Kate's going to be doing some live stuff there right from London, right in the streets where they're having this big rally. From what I understand, tens or hundreds of thousands of people are going to be showing up for this because they are sick and tired of their government usurping their authority to challenge their rights. The thing I want to ask is this. I'm understanding that in the Nuremberg trials, where there was this forced medical experimentation, if you were forced, this would be applying the same thing to forced vaccinations. Do you know anything about that? Can you speak to that?
Gosh, you're talking about when, this was when Hitler decided that, well, there were just certain people that just wasn't worth saving. We're talking about the mentally ill, the physically disabled. You're talking about those that were, in his view, genetically insolvent. And, yeah, that was pretty bad. And so they were ordered, basically, to be killed. Now, some of the nurses and doctors went ahead and poisoned the patients before the soldiers got in there to shoot them because they didn't want to be shot themselves. And then the excuse was, well, you know, gee, I just did it, you know, because I was told to do it. And that's the same thing. Everything is being used as, oh, well, you know, I was told I had to. You know, I just followed what somebody told me. Well, that only works if you don't have a brain. And yes, Lynn, that's right. Homosexuals were in there as well. And so this is the, well, I was just following orders defense. Now, that works if you don't have a brain. If you have a brain, that should not even work because you have a brain to think for yourself.
I completely agree. So, but they don't want to see the evidence. They don't want to see the evidence, Joni. We're coming up against a break here. They don't want to see the evidence. They want to just go along with whatever makes them feel good in the moment. They don't want the hard road. They don't want the straight and narrow. They want to pick their right and left rather than walking the straight and narrow, which is in between all of that. As Jesus said, if you let the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall into the ditch, and there's a ditch on either side. And so I appreciate you being on with us. We're going to finish up in the final segment here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and yes, I have been thinking about upgrading that Glock. Wait, what? I don't have any guns, but I have been thinking about that. Oh, the fun of firearms. If only those who are anti-gun would just go out and shoot a little. They would enjoy that. They wouldn't be attacking that. We're not talking about that today. But, yeah, I agree they should. Joni, I want to hit on something here in moving into the final segment, because this is one of the things when we're on GCN. It's not like when I do the morning show. I just have to talk for 55 minutes without breaks. The breaks interrupt there, which is fine. They give me a chance to breathe and have a drink of water here. We have out of Virginia, okay, and speaking of the gun tyrants, I mean, boy, they're leading the way here on the East Coast. There's they've jumped ahead of New Jersey and everybody else. And this is in Virginia, where their slogan is "Sic Semper Tyrannis." I mean, come on, folks, what's going on up there? Anyway, we have this story coming out of Zero Hedge. And it says, as Friday's hospitalization numbers across the Sun Belt appear to confirm CDC head Dr. Robert Redfield's assertion that the American COVID-19 outbreak has peaked and is starting to fade, the state of Virginia is setting a new precedent by seriously discussing forcing Virginians to be vaccinated with whatever rush-to-market candidate the FDA approves first. By the way, it's against the law, okay? So under Donald Trump, he's the one who said he's heading Operation Warp Speed. Operation Warp Speed, to push that through, is against the law, people, because there's a certain amount of time. You have to have a certain amount of studies, placebos, public tests, and this, that, and the other that have to be done before this stuff goes to market, which doesn't make it safe or legal, in my opinion. And that ties back to the whole thing where we're going up against the break with the Nazis and the Nuremberg trial. He also says, during an interview that aired on Friday, the state's health commissioner said he planned to invoke state law to make vaccinations mandatory once a Western product is available, presumably. Now, here's the question I have, Joni. In the state of Virginia, they are guaranteed a Republican form of government, not a political party, but a Republican form of government, which is the same kind of government we established in D.C. And in that, they're to protect the same rights that D.C. is to protect. They are to write laws according to their house, their Congress, as it were, the representative of the people. They're to be signed into law and to be enforced by the governor or the president of that state, if you want to use that kind of term, if you want to understand how it works. It's the same thing. And yet, here's a guy saying, look, we have a right to infringe on your rights just because we say so. And they're doing it based on this thing that we've been talking about for this hour, and that is that they're basing a virus on something that is already in your body.
That's right. And here's the thing. And here's the thing. Anytime you talk about something that's mandatory and it's infringing on somebody's rights, it's always done at what? The end of the barrel of a gun. In other words, they've got a gun pointed to either your head to take it or somebody's head to give it, or both. And so when you're talking about that, you're talking about medical tyranny. Basically, that's what that is. You have ownership over your body. You have the right to choose your medical treatment or to say, no, I don't think I want any medical treatment. That is your right as a patient. That is your right as a human, and it was given to you by God. And doctors are supposed to honor it. Nurses are supposed to honor it. I don't care what kind of laws they write. I don't care what they change. That's moral law.
No, I completely agree. It's a natural law issue. There's no question about that. It's part of what God has set up within his law as well. And some people say, well, wait a minute. Why don't you guys afford abortion? It's a woman's body, a woman's choice. Well, wait a minute. Why don't those people who are saying that, why are they the ones attacking our bodies and our choice? But to further push that point, and I don't want to get off on the abortion issue today, but just to make the point, whose body is it that's being pulled apart? Whose body is it being burned with acids within the mother's womb? Whose body is it being thrown in a trash can or flushed down a toilet? It isn't the mother's body. It's somebody else's body. So, but when we talk about this issue, we're not talking about somebody else's body. We're talking about our own, and you're exactly right. This is something, I think the Fourth Amendment protects it. We're to be secure in our persons. Not just our papers and our homes, but our persons. And so this leads me to another question. This is what I want to finish up with because, again, we don't want to just be talk radio. We want to be do radio. Now, there are a lot of people who put the testosterone on and they go, oh, I'll do this, that, and the other. You guys know what I think about, because I've been put through the system here with CPS, okay? And I know where it goes now. My eyes are wide open to this. But you wrote something on Milgram's experiment on how far will you go to obey an order, and does it apply today? Yep. Can you take a few minutes and tell people what Milgram's experiment was about and why this is important, maybe in the issue of a mandatory vaccination?
Okay. And in Milgram's experiment, he wanted to know how far people would go if they were just instructed to. And this came out of at the end of World War II after the Nuremberg trial. And he thought, well, how could somebody get all these people just to go along with it? So he did this experiment. And a lot of people are familiar with Milgram's experiment. You have somebody called the teacher and somebody called the volunteer. The teacher administered the shock to the volunteer who was in another room, couldn't see each other. And they kept turning up the voltage. And if the teacher, the one administering the shock, was hesitant, then they would get verbal cues from the person standing there saying, oh, well, you know, you have to go on. You have to continue the experiment. What they found was that people actually did it, even though the person started screaming, saying, oh, it hurts. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, please stop. And then when they got quiet, they just continued right on until they went even past the lethal dosage. That's what is so incredible. And it was a significant percentage, like 60, 65%. Well, they said, okay, well, there's a problem with Milgram's initial experiment, number one, it was unethical, and and he didn't really disclose at the end of the experiment that it was, you know, just a play. So they redid the experiment a couple of times. They got the same result, the same result. And the most recent one, I think, was in 2015. And they got the same result. But what differed, what they did was when they put several of them, of the teachers in the room together to do volunteers, usually when one would say, no, you know, I'm just not doing this anymore, in several instances, others said, yeah, we're not going to do it either. So sometimes it only takes one to stand up to stop something atrocious. But still, the experiments that were done later were valid. And it's, you know, if you're not in that group that, you know, if you're not have a very strong conviction of what you are doing, which is if you don't have a strong sense of what is right and wrong, and that's where you get that from the Bible, you don't have a good understanding of the law, which is from the Constitution and our other founding documents, then it's easy to be manipulated. But if you ever get that one that is real strong in their convictions, others will usually stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do it either. You know, it's all about peer pressure. So they studied peer pressure in that. But they still found that, you know, the same number, they got the same number as Milgram got when he first did the experiment. So what you're looking at is, you see all these people walking around with masks? One person put it on, oh, that seems like a good idea. Next thing you know, everybody's wearing them. And if you're not wearing one, they're looking at you, which I don't wear one, and I went to the store the other day, and she said, ma'am, do you have a mask? I said, no, don't need one, legally exempt. Okay, and I went on about my business. But you can see exactly Milgram's playing out, basically. You can see it playing out in front of your eyes because somebody said, oh, let's all wear a mask. We need to wear a mask. But, oh, okay, and they put one on. You have very few that aren't. But that's because we've done the research. We know what's going on. We've done the research. But even if you try to tell people, in which I had a conversation with a guy in the hardware store, in fact, on yesterday when I went searching for an item I needed, and I explained it to him. He said, well, we have to wear them here. I said, well, not lawfully, you don't. You really don't.
That's exactly right.
You know, So I planted the seed. I planted the seed. What he does with it, I explained to him what I did, what all I had discovered, and I planted the seed. So it's up to him to what to do with it.
No, I agree. Joni, we're running up against the end of the show. I want to thank you very much for being on with me today. I know you came in at such short notice, and I appreciate you taking time for me. Guys, this will be up at sunslibertymedia.com. You'll be able to read Joni's articles, as well as Chuck Baldwin's latest mandatory vaccines are on the way, and I'm going to have a link to a op-ed for USA Today that you want to check out. It's very serious, real stuff. See you in the morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Adios.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.